Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. It's not easy being a human rights defender in Israel these days. Legislation in Israel's Knesset would censure human rights groups for critical reporting and advocacy. That includes publicizing information on war crimes and calling for accountability for rights abuses.
The public climate is hostile.
Jessica Montel is the executive director of B'Tselem. The Israeli government and legislature have been especially tough on rights groups like B'Tselem since the 2009 military operation in Gaza called Operation Cast Lead.
I think primarily the opposition to B'Tselem and human rights organizations more broadly stems from our work with the international community. And many people say, you know, we really support what B'Tselem is doing domestically. If we could just have this, you know, Hebrew conversation without it getting to the international community. And for us, it's not only that it's impossible. I mean, you know, in this global age, everything is translated and you can get access to information anywhere. It's also on the principled level. It has been proven time and again that without the involvement of the international community, we're not going to make progress on human rights. I mean, that's not to say that you can only work internationally. It's clear that there needs to be a partnership of domestic efforts, I mean, legal and public education and advocacy and lobbying inside Israel, and also doing that same sort of work internationally. That's the only way we're going to get anywhere.
One way that the international community has spoken out on Israel is through the Goldstone Report. The United Nations-backed report alleges that Israel and Hamas committed war crimes and possible crimes against humanity in the Gaza conflict. The report recommended that both Israel and Hamas initiate credible investigations into their own conduct and hold people accountable for abuses.
That's a recommendation that everyone should get behind. But Israel ignored that for a year. And of course, Hamas has done nothing to investigate at all. But Israel, quite belatedly, has initiated credible military police investigations into about 40 or 50 individual cases. Some of those are B'Tselem's cases, some are Human Rights Watch cases. Serious investigations that have led, in at least one case, to an indictment on manslaughter, and I would expect additional cases.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military has been somewhat responsive to B'Tselem's work, even voicing gratitude to the group for its research on the Gaza conflict.
Since Cast Lead, the 2009 big military operation, we sent about 24 cases asking for criminal investigations to be opened. In fact, we wanted a comprehensive investigation, not only into the individual incidents, but into overall policy. Meanwhile, what they've done is taken the individual cases and looked into them in a fairly credible, serious way. We had our first indictment for manslaughter 2 weeks ago, and then the judge advocate general went out of his way to say we never would be able to investigate these cases without the very close cooperation with B'Tselem.
And at the same time, as you said, there is tremendous criticism of your work and even sort of an alienation of human rights groups within the country from other parties in the government.
Well, I mean, it's not unique to Israel, certainly. I mean, I think post-9/11, to think of human rights, civil rights activists in the United States, I'm sure encountered very similar criticism. So, and then I think there is work to be done, not only talking about the issues themselves, but explaining why the work is so important. I mean, phrasing our efforts as part of, you know, what it means to be pro-Israel. If you want to create a just society for your children, what is more patriotic than that, really? But maybe I give one more example of how to explain to Israelis that human rights efforts are really in our best interest. Israel is controlling all of the import and export in and out of Gaza. For 4 years, they haven't allowed anything out of Gaza, really, at all. And it's only the most basic humanitarian supplies that we're getting into Gaza. So it's really devastated the Palestinian economy, all sectors of life. Also, people cannot travel freely in and out of Gaza. That's something that for 4 years, Human Rights Watch, B'Tselem, all of the human rights organizations were advocating against very strongly. And we didn't get very far. I mean, inside Israel, it was impossible even to have the conversation about how this benefits us. And it was clear that it was not achieving Israel's security needs, and certainly not from a legal, moral perspective, couldn't be justified. And yet we couldn't have that conversation in Israel. And then you had this flotilla, these...
What do you mean, couldn't have that conversation in Israel?
Well, you couldn't get anyone even to publish op-eds on the topic, to get the Knesset to have a conversation about this, leading columnists and journalists that we wanted to pick up. I mean, it was a very marginal issue.
So the political discourse is very narrow around that.
Yes. I mean, to get, say, the Knesset Law Committee to hold a hearing, or the Security Committee to hold a hearing on the Gaza siege, why is this in our interest? It was really mission impossible. And then you had this flotilla, I mean, these civil society initiatives to bring boats to physically break the blockade on Gaza. And Israel saw that really as a PR nightmare and wanted to divert it, and in fact did precisely the opposite. I mean, by forcibly boarding this boat and killing Turkish activists, put the Gaza siege really front and center on the agenda. And almost immediately, you had a 180-degree shift in the public conversation in Israel, with mainstream commentators, as well as members of Knesset, as well as members of the government, saying this really is not in our interest. And you've had a real change on the ground now, with imports being opened up quite dramatically. We're still working to get exports and people being able to leave Gaza. But you had a real change, both in terms of the public conversation and in terms of a change in policy. I mean, again, it was only after Israel paid a terrible price in terms of its international standing because it killed these Turkish activists. Again, I think it shows that if Israel had listened to the human rights community initially, they really could have avoided what they saw as a PR nightmare for Israel.
And was there a time when you felt like the Israeli public in general, and I don't want to generalize, I know it's diverse,
yeah,
and the government understood that having human rights groups like yours was a vital part of the democracy, was a vital part of what Israel sort of wants to be?
Well, it still is the case. I would say about a third of the public understands the importance of watchdog organizations on government activity, particularly when you're talking about occupied territory. I mean, we are a democracy that is maintaining military control over, you know, 2 million people. So that's a dangerous situation for a democracy. Again, about a third of the public understands the important role of human rights organizations in that context. I think that's a relatively significant number, given the fact that Israelis feel that we are so insecure, given that everything is justified as necessary for security, and all of the rhetoric about, you know, the Arabs are trying to throw us into the sea. I mean, in that context, the fact that you still have about 30% of the public that supports the idea of watchdogs on government activity toward Palestinians, we need to build on that, but it's a good start.
That was Jessica Montel, executive director of the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem. B'Tselem's latest report is about settlements in the West Bank. You can find out more about the group at btselem.org. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia, please visit hrw.org. And thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.